morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I want to help you in the coming days to get the most you can out of the Bible, how to study the Bible, how to interpret it, how to apply it to your life, especially difficult passages, passages in the Old Testament, some of the weird laws and sacrificial systems and those kinds of things. I believe the Bible gives answers and instruction and direction to your life that will make your life prosperous and successful as you live out what God has called you for and His plans and purposes for you as He teaches you in His Word. So that's what we're doing this week. We'll continue doing in the future. I want to talk more today about how to consider the role of Jesus and the scriptures as you're trying to hear God's voice. Now, again, I believe the Bible is the Word of God, which means when you study the Bible, whether it be through listening to a sermon, a Bible study, Sunday school class, personal reading of the Bible, as you engage with scripture, you hear God speak personally and directly to you through the Word of God. That's what we mean by calling the Bible the Word of God. But let me consider another question, just a basic question about interpretation. And that is a popular movement, especially a couple decades ago, it really kind of peaked, and that was the question, what would Jesus do? I think that the question, what would Jesus do, and there are a lot of people wearing bracelets that said WWJD, to remind you throughout the day to ask yourself before you did anything, you know, what would Jesus do in this situation? That question represents a kind of Bible study, a kind of system of meditating on Scripture. And it has a lot of interesting features about it. And I want to comment on that because I think it's important to know what is good about that question and what might be problematic about that question as far as a guide to how to enjoy the Bible as the ultimate resource for life. So let me give you the background on this. The background is a verse in the Bible, 1 Peter 2:21. And Peter writes here, "To this you are called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in His steps." And so here we have Peter talking about how we as Christians, if we call ourselves followers of Christ, should walk in the steps of Christ, meaning we should follow His example. We should do as He did. And a pastor by the name of Charles Sheldon preached a message one Sunday evening in 1896 on this verse of Scripture. And in this sermon, he said to his audience, what if throughout the day, before you did anything, before you spoke, before you made a decision, you asked the simple question, what would Jesus do? And it was a powerful message. It challenged his audience, and there was a great move of God, is the kind of the account of what happened, is that people were repenting, people were changing things in their life, they were forgiving one another. And so the pastor went on to do a whole sermon series based on this question, what would Jesus do? And the next year, in 1897, he released a book by the title In His Steps. And the book became a runaway sensation. And at different times in church history, it has kind of popped up again, as it did really in the mid-1990s. The WWJD kind of phase came back and became a big thing. And even today, you'll hear people use this question as a guide for life. So here's what I like about the question. The question puts biblical teaching front and center in a person's life. If you're daily asking yourself that question throughout the day, what would Jesus do? You are considering, you are giving thought to biblical teaching as a guide for your life. You are treating it as the ultimate resource for life. You're not just simply saying, well, the Bible's something interesting to hear when I go to church on Sunday morning. You are making it very practical. It is guiding everything you do in life, and I think that's how the Bible is meant to be used and enjoyed. God tells us how to interact with others, how to treat others, how to think about others, relationships. He talks about finances. He talks about how to overcome anxiety, fear, depression, how to have joy in life. You know, I'm throwing out all these things, and I could go on and on and on. The Bible is meant to guide us in every area of life. As 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, the Bible's there to teach us so that we may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That means we can stay right in the center of God's will for our life, and we need to have that kind of question in our mind throughout the day. What would Jesus do? I want to do that. I don't want to always do what I would do. I don't want to always do what the culture says is right. I want to do what Jesus would do. That's a challenging question. That's the kind of question that gets us thinking in the right direction. However, it's not entirely accurate. It's not a fully comprehensive way of applying the Bible to your life. It's actually limiting you to a portion of the Bible and doesn't really make full use of the whole Bible. So that's the basic way that I'm going to address it. It has certain limitations. Now, let me give you an example of what I mean. In Mark chapter 2, verse 7, there are some friends of a paralytic who climb up on a roof because they couldn't get the paralyzed man to Jesus. So they climb up on the roof of the house and cut a hole in the roof of the house and lower the man down to where Jesus is because they were so desperate to get this man to Jesus. And Jesus, with the different religious leaders and the crowd in the house all around him, they're seeing this, they've got everyone's attention, and Jesus says not, get up and walk, but what he actually says is, son, your sins are forgiven. And the religious teachers remarked about this. They said, this is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And they've got a point. I might be able to forgive someone when they sin against me. You know, if someone wrongs me, I can forgive them. But I can't forgive someone for all the wrongs they've done to other people. That's something only God can do. That's God's business to forgive someone of all their sins. I don't have the authority to do that. I don't have the means to do that. I'm not God. And so when Jesus said your sins are forgiven, he was making a statement to everyone that he is one with the authority to do such a thing. It was a claim to being God. So now let's say I'm going through my life and my guide in life is to always ask the question, what would Jesus do before I do anything? And I come across someone who has sickness. And by the way, Jesus then went on to say, so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, go walk. And he walked. So, you know, let's say I encounter someone who is going through a really hard physical ailment, let's say, like being paralyzed. And I go, I'm meeting this person, he's paralyzed. What would Jesus do in this situation? Well, in Mark chapter 2, verse 7, he encountered someone like this and he said, your sins are forgiven. So I should tell this person, son, your sins are forgiven. Well, no, I shouldn't. I shouldn't do what Jesus would do in that situation because I don't have the authority to forgive sins like Jesus did. I can forgive him for his sins against me, but I can't forgive him for all his sins. Only God can do that, and I'm not God. So that's just one example of where always asking what would Jesus do is going to run into some problems and some limitations. I'm going to talk more about some of those limitations, but let me begin to introduce today what might be a better philosophy of scriptural interpretation or making use of the Bible. I think the question, and it's not catchy and it doesn't fit on a bracelet and it's not four nice letters, but the question should be more along something like, what would Jesus have me do in this situation? And the answer to that is going to be what all of the Bible teaches. Some people think we should only pay attention to the red letters or what Jesus teaches in the New Testament, but Jesus himself wanted his followers, his disciples, to pay attention to the whole Bible and all of its teaching and all that it said in various situations. And I think that's more what being a follower of Jesus is about listening to his teaching, which runs throughout the scripture. It's all Jesus. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.